You know, we have a money problem.
Yeah, I've been hearing so. Yeah.
Just look around.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, we've gone through two huge tax increases, and now we have a third one pending in Hartford.
Yeah.
The governor wants to put tolls everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our situation. Now, we've been fighting against these tolls because we feel like we're paying enough.
Yeah.
Highest tax state in the country.
We're tapped.
Take the money you're already getting. Figure it out. So this is this fight's been going on, and now it seems like we're starting to make some progress. And this is written by Jim Cameron, Connecticut Post. It's called Toll Barriers Mount to Derail Lamont's Transportation Plan. Mm. Now, I'm not going to read every single word, but I'm going to kind of paraphrase and go over it. Governor Ned Lamont's tolling plan is in trouble. I knew it when I recently got a call from Dan Malloy.
Whoops.
Mm.
You know who Dan Malloy is?
Do I?
Yes.
I think so.
Who do you think he is?
The governor.
Former governor.
Former governor. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So the former governor and I know each other going back to his days as mayor of Stanford, but he's only called me once before many years ago when he sought my endorsement in his run for a second term as governor.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, the only time Malloy has called this guy is when he needed something.
Exactly. The only time this guy exists.
Right. He's never called him for any other reason other than, I need you to do something for me.
Now, hey, how you doing? Mm. How you been? How the
right.
kids? How
I
the
like
wife?
That article you wrote.
Right.
Hey, can I give you a story? You know, because you're into breaking news and stuff. I'm going to give you a story.
Here's what I broke.
Yeah. I mean, the governor did that for us.
Yep.
Came out and broke news
he
several
did.
Times.
And he broke the state.
And then we broke our relationship with him.
And the state's broke now.
All right. We're back to the Jim Cameron piece here. This time he was calling me about my recent column on the Transportation Strategy Board, the panel tasked 18 years ago with prioritizing our state's transportation needs and how to pay for them.
Okay.
This board was formed 18 years ago.
Hmm. It's an old
prioritizing board. Our state's transportation needs and how to pay for them. Good job.
All right. Way to go.
18 years.
Right. They pace themselves.
I feel like we'd be in the same exact spot without them.
It's true.
18 years.
18 years.
You've had 18 years to work on this problem.
Right.
It's like you're giving someone a shoe and say, go into that room, tie that shoe, and come back. 18 years later. Duh.
Right.
Dip-a-doo.
Now the shoe doesn't fit anymore. Way out of style.
How you doing with the tying of the shoe? Da ba do ba do.
Guys,
still
time
working.
Flies. Time flies.
Yeah. Just 18 fly. Years.
18 years.
Holy cow.
Yep.
I see you've used those shoelaces to build a zip line from one part of the room to the other that
right.
no one uses.
Oh, look,
but
origami.
18 years. All right. So back to Jim Cameron. The call from Malloy was about my characterization of the lockbox on the Special Transportation Fund as having, according to one longtime transportation observer, quote, more back doors than a Hot Sheets Motel on the Berlin Turnpike.
Oh, those hotels. I've seen them.
What an analogy.
Those were the source's words, not mine. And here's Malloy's quote to Jim Cameron. That comment was not helpful, Jim. Explaining how it could affect their effort to gain support for tolls.
Not helpful, Jim.
Why does he care?
Yeah, really.
His job is just to report what's happening and what's being said.
Right. He didn't come up with that. But the key here is, why is Malloy involved?
Why? Get out of here.
Follow the money on this one, people.
Yeah.
You don't think this guy and his people going to get an S ton of money if these tolls go through? This isn't about transportation needs.
No.
It's not about any of that. This is about millionaires becoming more millionaires.
They have a vested interest in it.
Yeah. Back to Jim Cameron. That's when I knew the plan was in real trouble. Why is he calling me of all people? Not there weren't earlier warning signs that trouble was brewing. The first was Lamont's somersaults on tolling from being in favor, then promising trucks only, and finally again on tolling all vehicles. Voters felt betrayed. Then Lamont pulled millions in car taxes from the Special Transportation Fund, potentially bankrupting the Transportation Fund by 2022.
Oops.
Not helpful, Jim.
Nope.
Not helpful. This is your fault, Jim.
It's all your fault, Jim.
You wrote that piece, Jim.
You're such a jerk, Jim.
I only called you one other time when I asked you for a favor. Now I'm telling you, this is not helpful.
Damn you, Jim.
You're not helping me.
Jim,
become
Jim,
more
Jim.
Of a millionaire. Those moves gave grassroots no-toll groups newfound fertile soil.
It's poetic.
Then there were the no-tolls votes in local communities. Non-binding, of course, but a clear indication of local sentiment. Even Stanford's Board of Reps voted against the tolls.
That's funny.
A poll by Sacred Heart University shows 59% of respondents were against tolling.
Seeing a pattern here.
I feel like the 41% who aren't against tolls didn't understand the question.
Right. How'd they phrase it exactly?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they were just like, "Oh, I'm in here with the shoes for 18 years."
Right, still trying to tie that shoe.
18 years.
18 years.
I even like this shoe.
Special Transportation Committee. Good job. 18 years.
All right, way to go.
Money well spent.
All right, thumbs up.
Back to Jim Cameron, Connecticut Post. Well, a coalition of Hartford lobbyists did try to organize an expensive campaign to support Lamont's tolling vision, seeking money from construction companies and consultants who'd make a lot of money if tolls were approved.
Aha!
But a reporter somehow got a hold of their pitch book detailing the campaign, and now it seems dead in the water.
Oh, wow.
Good heavens, man.
Well, remember, we talked about this. It had all of, like, Malloy's former cronies.
Oh, right.
And a couple of consultants.
Yep. Moving them into positions.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And they had like a bullet point list of what to do and what to say. And this was all for the legislators. Like, this is what you go out. This is what you tell people. It's unbelievable. The legislators are so stupid. They don't even know how to pitch this thing. They realize this is a problem.
Big time problem. Huge.
Huge. Not helpful, Jim.
Come on, Jim.
Yeah. None of this.
Come on, Jim.
Is helpful, Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
Poor Jim.
Back to Jim Cameron. Now, Lamont is on a magical mystery tour, or magical misery tour.
A tragical mystery tour.
Holding press events at every crumbling bridge, viaduct, and train platform in the state. Against those backdrops, he pitches the need for billions in funding, only achievable, he says, through tolling. Cynicism abounds that toll revenue would really be spent on transportation and not get diverted. Nobody trusts Hartford. Tolls, my friends, are in trouble.
Good.
I love this piece because it means that people are calling their legislators, and the legislators are starting to say, wow, nobody wants this.
Wow.
But the reporters and the folks in Hartford and that bubble that cover the Hartford politics, I don't think they understand the real story. It's not that people think that the money will go into the lockbox and won't be spent on transportation needs. It's that we already feel like enough money's going.
Yeah. We're broke.
Highest tax state in the country, last in return on tax investment dollars. So it's not the lockbox and will it be spent. It's we're already giving you enough. So they need to get their heads straight on that. Nothing they're doing there is based in reality of what a household would go through.
True.
Right?
Very true.
Like if you're buried in bills, right, you don't go, well, I'll just go out and get more money
right.
from my job.
Right. I'm saying, hey, I need more money.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at all this money we're wasting on candy. Let me just go get more money from my boss.
There you go. See? It works all the time.
All this money that we're just throwing away, right? So it would have cost most people like $1,000 to get that deck redone. We paid $89,000. No problem there. Let's just keep doing it.
Right.
But it'll be a tourist destination. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Still revolutionary. That was money well spent. The bus line. I mean, we can go through this whole list. I think that's the fight for the next, for these groups of people who want to fight tolls, is you get the budget, and then every day you present two or three pieces in the budget. That's just ridiculous spending.
That's a good strategy.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, look at this. Remember the guy called yesterday from the state? He's like, I can't tell you where I'm working, but we're building them a place.
Yep.
And it has quartz countertops.
Quartz.
Not granite.
No, not for mica.
Not for mica.
Nope.
Not helpful,
not
Jim.
Not just plain plywood.
Not pressed cement.
Not even helpful, Jim. Not even tile.
Quartz.
Quartz.
The $10 million bathrooms in Milford nobody wanted that went up in flames.
Poof.
The $10 million study after we had four studies.
Right.
I mean, you got to put together this list and you go out in front of cameras every day and say, oh, look, here's more, here's more, here's more.
Here's the money they could have used.
Right.
Jim, not helpful.
Yeah. Help, not helpful, Jim.
By the way, his name's Ed. Just change it. I'm Ed now.
Yeah. You know what you got to do? You got to call your legislator because it's starting to work.
Yep.
You email, you call.
The cracks are forming like a bad foundation.
Robin and Danbury sent me an email. Good morning. I found a website where you can email all of your representatives at once. Oh. I emailed my grievance about tolls and received this email immediately. It is obviously an automatic reply, but the last sentence is, I will keep your thoughts and your interests in mind as we deliberate.
Isn't that what your job is?
That's a brush off.
Wait, but will you?
No, of course not.
Because you haven't read the email. You know how when you press send and like someone's on vacation and the email comes,
instantaneously,
I'm on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened.
Right.
There's no way you read the email in a half a second, then wrote that, and then replied.
Yeah, you're not a speed reader.
Right. And that's from Looney's office.
Oh, Looney!
He's in New Haven.
Looney. We found Looney.
NoTollsCT.org is the website. Folks are asking about the petition, but I think it's more effective to actually call your legislator. AJ, did you make that call yet?
I made emails.
All right. We're going to make calls for you after the show today.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Pam, did you make that call yet? Email? She's shaking her head now. See, she's going to the Coast Guard, so she doesn't
really
care.
She
you know, you're going to come back, and you're going to visit your family.
I do care.
And you're going to be like, oh, man, what the hell happened? Cost me $89 just to go to see Mom. All right, we're going to have Pam do some voicemails, too.
Nice.
We'll play them back for you tomorrow.
All right.
I should have just lied.
No, this
is
way
better.
I'm going
to be fumbling.
All right, let's just pretend right now, and then we'll do a song, we'll do sports. But let's pretend, Pam, we just called your legislator, and the voicemail's going out, and then get up to the mic now. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, this is your legislator, Pam. Please leave a message. Beep.
Hi, it's Pam, and I am a resident of Connecticut, and I would like you to consider not implementing tolls, please, because I don't have any money. Thank you.
All right, that's not bad.
All right. That's the baseline.
That's the baseline.
To the point.
Right. It's to the point. Right. You got to tell them which district you're from so they know you'd be voting against them should they implement the tolls.
Right.
That's all.
District 10.
What's that?
I don't know.
What?
District 10, she said. She has no idea.
District
10. Up.
And that's your Jackie.
All righty.
That was me.
Filling in. Trying out for the soon-to-be-available traffic position here on this show.
Pam's like, what? You didn't know?
She just spit her coffee out.
Yeah. Not a food, though. Not a food. There's a coffee.
Way to tell me!
Surprise!
FYI, Pam. Bye.
By the way.
So this is a question-answer, getting-to-know-you segment with Jackie, if you have any questions.
Right.
Any thoughts, anything she should know about the show? 1-877-764-2535. Tickets for Adam Sandler coming up. Scarecrow?
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
How many miles will you drive to your new job if you get it at FDLR?
Mileage
tax?
Wait. Okay. From a new resident? Or from my current residence, if I had to drive from where I live now.
Oh, well, are you going to pay tolls or are you going to walk?
Well, if I lived where I'm living now and worked here, I would be paying a lot of tolls.
Bridges. And...
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Scarecrow?
Okay. Yeah. Do you like sex in the tub?
Michael!
What? Was your mom there? Who was that?
That was my nurse.
That's your nurse.
Yeah. Yep, you get the pink pill now. You may get the shot instead.
Yeah, nighty night, rabbit. You're getting a needle stuck in your leg.
EpiPen, quickly, right in the back of the head.
What the hell kind of question was that? Why would you need to know
I'm
that?
I'm vetoing that question.
She is.
Well, could you ever see the old 4-foot tubs? We could just sit down in there and just based away like they show on the commercials? Or you want to go on a cruise?
You know what? I'm about to
say
you get off the phone.
Oh, you want to go to Niagara?
Can you put the nurse on?
He's being kicked off.
Can you put the nurse on? She won't get on the phone. She's ready to yank me off of my nose.
Put her on.
She won't play that.
Put her on.
No, she won't get on.
Ask her if she'll come on the air.
Will you come on the air and talk about me?
He always
called you. No, she's looking at my car, trying to find something for me.
She's looking for a pillow to put over your face.
Yeah.
Put you to sleep.
You it's called chloroform, by the way.
Cass, did you actually just swear?
No, what? Jackie didn't swear.
She didn't swear.
That's the voices in your head.
Yeah, they're getting louder, man. Wow.
Hey.
All right, Scarecrow, I knew you'd have some really good questions.
Yes.
So
I didn't get an answer. What about the tub?
She's vetoing the question.
Yeah, she vetoed it.
Jackie
she...
in the tub?
What did she just say? What did the nurse just say?
She said, he's talking about me on the radio.
Wait, what did the nurse just say?
She said, he's talking about me on the radio.
Oh,
yeah.
Ask her to please come on.
Will you please go on the radio for a radio station? They asked. He said, will you please go on a radio station for him?
What?
He wants to fuck you.
She's practically on already.
She's busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking her on the radio.
You wearing pants? She said, oh, my gosh.
I know. I heard that.
Right. Yeah.
I can't. I'm calling my narcotics right now.
Wait, what'd you just say?
She said, I'm calling my narcotics right now.
She's what? Calling?
She's
getting
her night.
She's getting your narcotics?
Sound like you said cutting.
She's cutting your narcotics.
I know. She'll amp them up.
No, she's counting.
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 Counting the narcotics.
A bunch of them for a whole place.
No, those are all for you.
Yes, they are.
Nighty-night, Rabbit.
Yep. And they're all suppositories, by the way.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, do you have any questions for Scarecrow? What would you like to know about him?
Okay.
I feel like I have so many questions.
All right, ask one.
I don't know where to start.
Just ask one.
How old are you?
62.
Great age.
You think so?
Yeah, she means you're dying soon there.
She's like, yeah, okay.
It means you're near death, she means.
I'm putting a grave and the other one on a banana peel. My 62's all messed up. I'm missing half a jawbone.
Which half? Half a jawbone?
Which half?
Wait, you're missing half a jawbone.
And how are you talking?
Yeah, I'm still talking.
What
yeah,
happened to the half a jawbone? Where's the other half?
In the garbage. PLR 99.1.
Would you sneeze too hard one day?
No, what happened was I had a bad tooth. See, my father, God rest his soul, talked me into getting my teeth pulled.
Right.
But I kept getting whatchamacallit. You know, root
infections?
Canal.
Okay.
He kept getting root
so
canals?
Years ago, when the guy did it, he broke a tooth off of my jaw. I never had a problem with it. Then one morning, I woke up.
This is why you got to go to real dentists and
yes,
not like
do.
Someone in a garage.
Exactly.
When they break a tooth off, yeah. They got to get it out. They yeah. don't just, oh, well, let's just leave that in there.
Right. New to this country. Welcome.
That's what he did. No, that's what he did. No, I did go to a place like that, though, on Route 1 in Brantford.
Does that surprise
I believe it.
That was Jeffy Libby.
Right. In a hotel room,
no,
right?
Almost. It was a dive place on Route 1 in Brantford to do the root pull, to pull a broken tooth.
Right.
Sir, we're a barber shop.
It was a massage parlor.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do teeth here, but okay, if you're paying, fine.
There's a tire shop, you idiot.
Took the tooth out, gave me antibiotics for a week and a pain pill. Didn't work. It infected my jaw so bad, it got all the way where ooze was coming out my ear.
Okay, we're good. I want to eat later. Thank you.
All right, we're going to start in Milford at a library. There were shenanigans. Pam loves this story.
Uh-huh.
Pam, can you get up to a microphone, please?
Cozy up to Mike.
Yes. The yes. Milford Library. Always such a fun time there.
Yeah, they have a lot of weird stories coming out of the Milford Library, right?
And always.
Here's another one. What happened? You want to go over it?
So apparently this guy was there, and I think they told him to leave. He was causing some shenanigans. So he ended up urinating at the window. And I'm trying to picture, I'm not sure which window it was.
No, was the window open? I'm guessing it was closed.
Yeah.
Right. Looked open to him, though. Well, look.
All right. The nice window was space. So clean.
Right. Look at that.
And he thought it was open.
Why is it coming back at me? This is odd. Must be the wind.
What is it with the Milford Library?
I need to know.
Stuff like this happens all the time.
You know why? Free Wi-Fi. Because they have the computers over there. It drives people who are kind of weird over to use the computers.
Kind of weird.
Exactly, right.
So interesting that AJ knows that.
Well, I used to live across the street from it.
So you've noticed it.
Yeah.
It's real weird. Chaz, I've been there probably three times in the past couple months because my laptop broke because I
broke story, it. Long story, but
it's
you've
a
been there.
Story.
Don't touch keyboards.
So, I've needed to use a computer for things, like on the weekends. Every time I'm there, there's always something. Like, there's always, like, drunk people in there. Like, the people that work there are really nice.
You know, it's funny. The weirdos look at Pam and say, man, this place has gone downhill.
My God.
There's people doing work here and not talking.
This is such a nice place.
Yeah, being quiet.
Right. What has happened here?
Yeah,
like people actually using the computers to research?
Oh, my God.
Like, one time this lady literally had to, like, get escorted out of the library.
Do they have security there?
Right.
They didn't, but
they call the cops.
They should have security.
They should.
Yeah. The cops are always there.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're always pulled in front. Yep.
They're always pulled in front of the library.
Exactly, yeah. I see them all the time.
Seems like that would be a problem you could manage.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to charge for the internet. How's that?
Exactly, right. Yeah, put a quarter in, done.
Right. So what do you need to get in there and use the computer? A library card?
Not even. I don't have a library card. You just go up to them, and you're like, can I use the internet? And they say yes. They give you a number.
Ask you if you're a citizen of Milford.
No, you don't have to be.
Like a resident.
You don't have to be.
You have to show a license.
No. Nope. You don't.
Not in today's world, Chaz. You can't do that. You can't objectify or make somebody feel unspecial.
Yeah, but I feel like you can protect what you have. Like,
in other words,
expensive machinery. So, like, you give me your name, and if you damage it, you don't get to use it anymore.
Or the taxpayers of Milford have provided all these services, and only the taxpayers of Milford can use this.
Sure.
They do that with parks.
That makes sense.
You could go to this park if you have a sticker from the town.
Right.
If you don't have a sticker from the town, you got to pay.
Yeah, put a sticker on your forehead. We're good.
Real simple problem.
Yep.
Every time I'm in there, it's out of control. Like, one time, the guy was really nice. I'm not saying anything about his personality because he was very nice, but he was dressed up like a dominatrix.
Oh, I've seen him shopping. At Stop and Shop.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And
heels, like heels and platforms, yes. Like at least 10 inches tall.
He's a very nice guy. So there's like 100 computers, right? And I'm sitting down and I'm working and
there's like 100 computers?
Probably not that many. There's a lot. There's probably maybe like 15.
What's it like, rows and rows?
A couple rows, and they're separate. Like, they're scattered.
Right.
They're kind of almost like a bunch of computers.
Right, there's perfect.
Like almost, it's like a computer area.
Yeah, computer area scattered. So he sits down right next to me, which is fine, but then
but there was a million seats.
There's a million seats.
Million seats.
And I'm like the only one there. And I think he just goes there maybe because he's feeling
weird.
A little lonely.
Right.
So that's like being on a bus and it's completely empty and you're sitting in a seat and then someone gets on and they sit right next to
you. Happens in a ferry all the time. Yep.
Right. So I'm working and he just starts talking to me. And I, you know, I'm talking back because I'm really bad in those kind of situations.
So he's dressed like a dominatrix. Big heels. What else?
Yeah.
The pleather pants?
Pleather shorts. Yeah.
Right.
Fishnet stockings.
Was he wearing the Rob Halford cap?
Yep. Yep.
and matching jacket.
Oh, wow.
Like a little vest.
Oh, yeah. No,
like a little leather
black
vest.
I was one of those things where I saw him in Stop and Shop, and I just rubbed my eyes like, did I just see that?
He's really nice.
Cat food.
It's like, wait, I thought it was a Stop and Shop. Is this Walmart?
I'm sure he's nice. I'm just like, what the hell was that?
And like chains. Like chains everywhere.
Yeah, lots of chains.
A lot of chains.
Is there a shirt or just a leather vest?
It's like a leather vest and no shirt underneath the leather vest.
And the leather vest is buttoned or open?
It's buttoned.
It's
buttoned,
yeah.
And it's buttoned with like chains, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
So where does he like keep his cell phone?
He has a purse.
Okay.
That's fine.
So I'm fine. Like, I'm not judging.
Exactly. No one's judging here.
No. What we're saying is only that we don't see this every day.
It was new to me. It's
right.
A new, like, and it's
now,
daytime.
Now, if I saw someone dressed in a tuxedo at the library, I would also say, I don't see this every day.
Exactly.
That's all we're saying.
Yes,
right.
They exactly.
Rolls Royce.
Like,
right.
Exactly. Right.
Right. Like, I wasn't expecting it. It was like noon.
You know,
on a Sunday or whatever day it was.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting it.
So church closed.
Probably just got out of church.
Exactly. Right. He did. After he gave a sermon.
Right. That's right. Wow. And did
Father Otney, how are you?
What did he sound like?
Just normal. Like just like a guy. Like a hey, what's going on?
Hey,
like a guy voice. Like a regular guy voice.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. But like not
this
he
human
wasn't
here.
Sleazy, not at all. Like
was
he was just very he was very tall.
Well, he was wearing heels.
He was also wearing huge platforms.
But wait, was he tall without the heels?
Probably.
So it was like standing next to the Kiss, because they're like 6'1", and then they put those shoes on and they're almost 7.
Right.
Exactly.
When you want that book from the top shelf, he's your man.
Exactly. He should work there actually. You don't need a ladder.
He should work
it's dangerous.
There.
He should. He should.
So just, like, talking to me the whole time, which is not what you're supposed to do in a library. Like, the rules on the library are...
They go,
be quiet.
To be quiet.
Right.
And everyone...
Did you get shushed?
He didn't get shushed.
Would you?
I actually had to say, and I'm not a confrontational person at all.
No, you'll let stuff happen.
I will.
You probably should have shut down.
Exactly.
Because you just don't want to be that person.
Yeah, like I don't want to be mean.
Right.
So I, for the first time in my life, I actually said... I'm so sorry, but I need to actually get my work done. Could you stop talking to me? And I felt so bad saying that because he was a nice guy. He was very interesting.
And,
but I had work to do.
But you think that he's going to think that you don't want to talk because of how he's dressed.
Exactly.
And it had nothing to do with that.
It had nothing to do with that. I didn't want to offend him. But that's always something. I think the rules at the Milford Library are to be as loud as you can.
It is Milford.
No one is quiet there.
No.
It's the wild, wild west of libraries.
It's a loud town. It really
is. It's incredible. Kids are running. No, parents aren't yelling at them.
Milford's crazy town. Kids say nothing to nobody.
Exactly.
See what I got to deal with in this town?
See, I'm telling you, it's crazy town.
I think people go to the bars and then go to the library like after they come out of the bar because everyone is loud and drunk there.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the wild, wild west. And you know, at some point in this country, we thought, hey, we should have a building with a bunch of books in it where people can go and study and learn.
Exactly.
And that's all they thought. And they just put the books in a room and just people came in.
Look what happened.
And then at some point they're like, hold on a second. We should have people be quiet because other people are studying.
Right.
They're
reading. Yeah.
So then they start to make rules, right? And the number one rule of a library is shh.
Exactly.
It's right there. It's number one. It's there's somewhere where there's a document and it says number one rule of the library, shh.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Milford?
No.
It's opposite day there.
They're in the beginning of time.
Exactly.
The library's in the beginning of time.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
We're going to be the other library.
Right, right.
That's right.
The other
they talk in the library.
The
they don't park in a freaking space the way it's supposed to, and they go through everything that means stop. But when there's no stop sign, they stop.
They stop. Right. It's crazy town.
It's totally crazy town.
Last time I was there.
The library. All right.
This woman is in one side of the library. Now, there's like a whole other side of the library, and this guy sneezed. The lady on the other side of the library, who was drunky and out of control, the one that had to be escorted out.
My God, I want to go there.
Goes, that sounds like Bill. Yells
not,
it.
Not bless you.
That sounds like Bill.
I know Bill
starts
sneezed.
Starts laughing. Like, what's happening?
And then did the guy say, it's me, Martha.
He comes over. They're like partying in the corner.
Really?
Like by like the bibliotheques. I don't know what that means.
Jesus.
That's Spanish for book, isn't it?
Is there some like rehab
French
center next to? What? I'm sorry, Jackie, I didn't hear you.
I meant to say bibliography, but I messed up the word.
You did.
Like typically. See?
She spoke French.
Right.
So it happens when you go to a library drunk.
They rub off on me. It's wild town there. Right. I swear to God, if they're open right now, someone's drunk. I guarantee it.
Really? Can you look up, Phil, what time the Milford Library opens?
I'm going to guess 8:30.
What time do the bars open? It's probably that time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
If the bars open at 9, I bet you the Milford Library opens at 9.
Exactly. 10 a.m. they open.
10 a.m.
All right, so they've got an hour of drinking before they go in there.
But what time do bars open? What's the next, like Seven Seas? Seven Seas is over there.
Yeah, like right across the street.
Can you look at see what time Seven Seas opens?
Just at Stonehenge, too.
And I'll bet you're right. I bet you it's 11:30.
10 a.m.
See?
Seeing a pattern here.
It's like a pub crawl. It's a pub crawl, and they add in the library for whatever reason.
The library's on the pub crawl.
I swear to God.
You know, there might be hidden books there with, like, booze and drugs in there.
Probably.
The pages are cut out.
Right.
With a nip.
That's right.
Right. Go to the M section for martini.
We need some more info on this. Can someone shed some light on this? Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys, the bar's open at 9 on weekdays and 11 on Sundays.
Yeah, we just did some research. 7C is right down the street from the Milford Library, opens at 10. Library opens at 10.
Right.
Do the math.
On a computer we can actually touch.
The Milford SBC is 11:30 today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
I live in Milford. Milford uses the library as a warming center for the homeless people in the city. Because the shelter won't let them in drunk, they go to the library.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So while they're waiting to look things up and talk to Pam.
The rule is still to be quiet, though. The rule applies
right.
to
Someone,
everyone.
All right, fine. All right, you want to help people. That's fine.
Great.
That's great.
But what about the original purpose of the library getting trampled on because no one wants to enforce this? You know, whose fault is this? Like, where do you put the blame on this?
Society.
Is it the librarian?
They're so nice, but they're librarians. They're not bouncers.
They don't want to be the cops.
They don't
want to be bouncers.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're going to let this happen, then fine.
They're not known for kicking ass.
Right. I want to be a librarian. Mm. In this kind of environment.
Those comfy shoes, they can't throw a punch.
Now, bartender, another story.
Right.
It sounds like a good place for a person who's tired of working Friday and Saturday nights at the bar.
Yep.
Right? I'll work at the Milford Library. I'll get some tips.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll see the wild regulars.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com.
Yeah!
We're not the only country with dumbasses calling 911. In England, it's 999.
Oh, yes.
And here's a guy calling about something really important.
Fire service.
Hi, we've got our balls stuck on, like, a 30-meter roof. Is there
He's
any
got
way
his balls stuck
us?
Where?
Well, on a 30-meter roof.
On a roof, wow. That's a big, yeah. So, how are you standing right
That's
now, sir?
That's a long way to dangle.
Really? Where are you calling from right now, sir?
How are you speaking?
Yeah, why isn't your voice higher?
Right, it should sound like this.
Exactly, with Mickey Mouse on the phone.
Right.
We've got our balls stuck on, like, a 30-meter roof. Is there any way that you could help us?
You've got what, sir?
Our football, but it's like stuck on the primary school solar panels and none of us can get it.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. You got what stuck?
It's a hell of a kick.
You've got your ball stuck in a roof.
You got what stuck?
Is this Aussie?
Meatballs.
Meatballs stuck in the roof.
She's like, right. I can't possibly have heard you correctly.
Sorry!
Right, we got to run through this one again because I have a bad visual. Bad visual.
Very bad visual, yes.
What's the school? Which school is it?
Llandegfan Primary School.
So it's Llandegfan Primary School. Do you want the fire service to come out to get a football from the roof?
She's very good. Yeah. So what do you got stuck? Where is it stuck? And let me get this straight. You want us to come out and get it?
Grab your ball.
Right.
Yes, please.
We won't be attending. There's nothing we can do, unfortunately, for that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we won't be sending anyone out there to do that.
That's not going to happen for you.
Screw you lost your balls.
Yeah, screw you and your ball.
30 seconds start to finish. That is efficient.
Yep. That is good. She got to the bottom of it, confirmed what she was hearing, and then was very polite and said, we're not coming out for that.
You're on your own.
Sounds so smart, too.
Yeah.
Get a new ball.
That's the thing. So British people can say anything and they sound smart.
Oh, yes.
I got my balls stuck on the roof.
I got my balls.
Oh, that sounds so intelligent.
It does.
It's a 30-meter roof.
Yeah, it's actually, very, very intelligent right. and very, very charming.
Yeah, as soon as you start using metrics, then I'm like, wow, they're really smart.
I'm impressed.
Right? Whoa, I didn't know that.
Hang on, I got to look that up. Don't move.
Remember in the 70s? Well, you won't, Phil, and Pam won't. But we were supposed to flip over to the metric system.
Yep.
And now every other country did it where it was... All right, we're just doing it right now.
Yep.
And everybody,
like
for a year or two, was like, I don't know, what's a meter?
Right, how much gas we buy?
I don't know, what's the speed limit?
We got to teach people this.
But what happens? Everyone figures it out quickly.
Wow, I can go 120 miles.
We had this whole plan. All right, in school, we're going to start teaching it at this grade, and then eventually we're going to, and we got 4 years into the curriculum, and we're like, you know what? Everything's fine.
Yeah, now kids can't do cursive language or cursive writing. They also can't tell a clock.
All right, here's the other 999 call we want to play for you. We're not sure what the problem is, maybe you can tell us.
Please, emergency.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
Yeah, police emergency.
I like how he acts like he didn't even hear anything.
Like reset.
It's like he didn't say, I didn't understand what you said. He's like, yeah, police emergency. Let's start fresh.
It sounded like her first word was no. And I heard something about a cucumber.
I heard I've got a truffle.
Okay.
Oh, really? Let's hear it again.
Yeah. I've got a truffle.
Yeah. I've got a truffle.
Oh.
That's good. You should probably eat it.
I got a truffle.
Good for you.
Take it away from the pigs.
I'm sorry. Are you calling from the Milford Library?
Yeah, police emergency.
Oh, God, I called
you.
What are you saying?
What'd she say? I'm Claudine. What'd you say?
Sounded like she said, what are you saying? Yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Police emergency.
It is an emergency.
Right.
Wait, what?
There's something in my sock?
I heard I never even had sex.
Oh.
I need a journey stick.
Oh, there you go. See?
Go ahead.
It is a virgin sex.
Right, what's
I need
the problem?
A virgin sick?
I don't know.
I need some urgent sex.
I need some urgent sex?
I heard sick.
Sick?
Sick?
Sick.
It is a virgin sex.
Right, what's the problem?
This is like the fourth time he's asked her.
Yeah, he's really trying.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
What's my problem? There's something wrong with my television.
Sorry?
There's something about television.
I heard camel.
Oh, my God.
There's a camel in my vision?
Yeah.
The call's coming from the Milford Library.
Is this Pam?
It's the librarian. She said, I can't take this anymore.
What's my problem? There's something wrong with my television.
Sorry?
It was trying, though.
We got to go back to this call later. We have to figure this out.
Yes.
You're going to laugh. I know you're going to laugh. There's something wrong with my television.
Yeah, well, that's not a police matter, and it's certainly not a matter for the 999 system.
I don't even think he knows what she said.
Yeah, whatever it is, no.
I think it's like, I'm just going to get off the phone right now. I don't know what you're saying, but that's not an emergency.
Whatever it is, no.
You don't sound like you're in distress, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You sound hammered, actually.
How many drinks have you had?
Yeah. We have to have Scarecrow translate that for us.
Right. She does sound a little like Scarecrow.
She does.
And she has trouble.
Same drugs. We're going to see if Phil kills himself with a lawnmower right now. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Brian. We're outside.
All right. All right. Brian, hold on.
Don't move.
Hotline. I'm guessing that's all right. Mm. I didn't have to hang up.
Nope.
All right. Brian.
Nothing.
It's Brian.
How you doing?
Brian the landscaper with Aiken Landscaping. Here. Aiken to help you.
Right.
Yep. We got the working mode today.
So we had you here when? Monday.
Monday.
The first attempt, yes.
Monday, and Phil couldn't start the mower.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah. That's all right.
That's okay. With those an act of God.
We enjoy it.
It's a different mode today.
Every time I feel a little down or blue, I watch the video of Phil trying to start that lawnmower, and a big smile comes to
makes
my face.
Makes a smile. It does.
Yeah, it's a 60-second.
Did you see Kyle from Long Island made a GIF of me and put it in with a people doing the lawnmower, the dance move?
Yep.
No, I didn't see that, but I saw the fake news report, like the logo on the bottom of the screen from the news station, and then like the headline scrolling across the bottom of the screen, 32-year-old man has never mowed a lawn.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So, Brian, thanks again. You've returned. You have a real lawnmower that's going to start now?
Yes.
All right.
And that, the other lawnmower, I got at home, it started right up. So, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yep. Getting active.
No
guy.
Proof of that.
Right.
Act of God, I'm telling
you.
So,
Jackie, just so you know, Phil is 32 years old, has never mowed the lawn or started a lawnmower in his life.
I just don't understand that.
The streak continues.
Yeah, so far, yes.
Phil, you want to explain
I'm
that to Jackie?
I'm going for a Guinness World Record at this point.
Yeah, Phil, you want to explain that to Jackie?
Yeah. It never happened.
Right. Yeah. So he's blamed allergies, but we feel like he's allergic to physical labor.
Yes.
Growing up, my dad had someone come and cut the yard, so we never owned a lawnmower. We never even had one. It just never happened.
It seems like something you should have done by now in your life.
I feel like your friends have them growing up.
Right.
Right. You could have
and
done
it's
theirs.
Like a boy thing. Hey, let's mow the lawn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I have a great idea. Instead of playing video games, let's go outside and mow your dad's lawn.
Exactly. Yeah. See? A good kid would have done that.
Or, I gotta tell you, let's make money.
She makes a point. There was something about mowing the lawn as a young boy that made you feel like you've taken another step in life.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a man mm-hmm. now.
You're a man.
A yeah. machine. Or, green or sneakers.
At least a step closer to it.
Right.
I used to follow my dad around with a little bubble mower when I was like 4 years old.
Oh, yeah, so right. That's right. I had one of those, too.
I was 15. I did that, yeah.
AJ still does it.
I do, yeah.
How old were you, Brian, when you first mowed a lawn?
Probably eight.
Eight.
Eight. Yep. He's born into the trade.
Today, you hand a lawnmower to an eight-year-old, and I think you'd go to prison.
I think you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it a credit
That's
card.
What we should do later, too, after Phil either kills himself or successfully does this.
One of the two, yeah.
We should have folks call in and tell us how old they were when they done so. We're going to get people who ran, like, heavy equipment when there were two.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's do this. Phil, you going to start this mower?
Brian, you got to give me some instructions here.
Really?
Yep.
You need instructions?
That's easy to put it over there.
All right, what does this do?
That makes that.
Are you using it?
You can make that go. That makes the wheels spin.
All right. Thank you.
Are you
Thank
serious?
Thank you for dumbing it down to my level.
I'm surprised he's not asking for safety goggles again.
Right.
Hey!
Please tell him to keep his fingers away from the thing.
It's on.
Yeah, you got to move.
Is he pushing it?
He's pushing it.
Wow.
Ah,
actually,
look at Phil with the big smirk on his face.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Can he be more pasty white?
Yes, he can.
It's like, this is why you don't mow the... You got to be outside to mow the lawn.
He
almost stuck his foot under the bed.
Dude, be careful.
Are you on actual grass?
Yeah,
he's on grass out in the parking lot.
Yeah, on actual grass.
He's just standing there now. Keep going.
Yeah, tell him to keep going. Mow the freaking lawn, Phil.
He's already stopped.
Oh, my God. He took three steps and stopped.
Really?
He turned it off and he's done.
Look at him. Oh, my God. What a pussy.
Oh, my God.
He is so proud of himself for no reason.
He's got that smirk on, like he just did something manly.
We got a little goodie bag for him out here.
Oh, what's the goodie bag, Brian?
What's in there?
Certificate of completion.
A certificate of completion.
That's right. It's written in
crayon. Oh, Jesus.
It's written in crayon, Phil.
This is like driving a car 3 feet in a parking lot and thinking you did something.
I drove cross country.
Like, now I could drive.
Exactly. I'm a driver now.
Yeah.
I've never seen
your
stopped.
Certification.
What does the certification say?
Certificate of completion presented to Phil the producer for successfully starting and using a lawnmower.
No,
paper.
No,
I
no.
Can do it paper and it's laminated.
He didn't technically use it. Walking no. one, two, I think he took three steps. Does
three
that count
steps.
As
three
using
paces,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cross out using.
Right.
That 3 feet looks great, though.
That's not 3 feet. That was not 3 feet.
That was
three steps, not 3 feet.
Right.
Yeah. All right. He's got a bogus certificate.
Yes, he does.
But I feel like that's a...
I'm hanging this up in my studio.
I knew you were going to.
That's like a national story now.
It is.
Kids going to college, getting degrees, and really it's just from their parents paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This day and age, everybody gets a certificate. So.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
That's right, Brian.
Thanks for doing that.
And we want to say hi to Brian's wife, Justine Murray, and the kids, Maggie, Brianna, Maddie, and Mikey.
Wow.
Big fans of the show. Man, you got four kids, Brian?
Yeah, I do.
God bless you, man. That's why he's always out mowing the lawn.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's way quieter on the mower than it is in the house.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Hey, Brian, thank you very much. Thank you, boss at Aiken Landscaping. You guys do great work, and we appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, and I'm glad Phil didn't cut his foot off. Dr. John is here.
Morning, everybody.
Wow, the right place, the right time.
It's not that Dr. John.
I wish it was.
Hey.
But you're cool, too.
Thank you.
I really said, like, I mean, we love you, man.
Yeah. Have you met Jackie? Jackie's over there.
I met Jackie. I met the new intern, Flanders.
Flanders.
Flanders. Nice stash.
Hi-de-ho.
Nice stash.
Hi-de-ho.
What's Jackie Hello. Dropping over there? You dropping food or what?
Dropping
Pam bottom. Is.
What's that?
It wasn't me. It was Pam.
It was Pam?
I didn't drop anything.
Wow. Under the bus.
She's eating.
Oh, okay.
That's Pam chewing. Sorry, Jess.
No, I just heard a big thump over there.
Yes, I met Jackie. She was going with Pam to the bathroom. You got to go in pairs.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Jackie just made a face. Did you not like that?
What? The bathroom?
No, the comment.
Oh.
Like going in pairs?
Oh, no.
That's fine. Okay. We had to because she had to let me back into the office.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Am I to say they went in record time? They like in 2 minutes, two girls, 2 minutes. I'm like, there's no way in hell you peed in that time. But apparently they did.
It was hard for me.
With a minute to spare.
Yeah, with a minute to spare. I was
How
impressed.
Is that possible?
I was totally
Mathematically,
impressed.
It doesn't work out because
totally
it takes
impressed.
30 seconds to get there.
Exactly. I have no idea how they did
we
it.
We ran. We were sprinting. Henry up front told Jackie, you got to keep up. And she did. She did. She kept up with me.
Didn't even open the door. We just went right through it.
I love Henry.
Yes.
Henry's awesome, man.
All right, so Dr. John, have you seen this Joe Biden story where he seems to like sniffing people's hair?
I have seen the Joe Biden hair sniff, yes.
Is that a fetish, or what's going on there?
You know what? I kind of like Joe. I think he's just one of those over-affectionate kind of guys. I don't really think he's sniffing hair. That's not the same as AJ's foot fetish, which is very different psychologically.
Right.
very different.
So you're saying Joe Biden is just a touchy feeling. He's one of those uncles who's like, hey, come here.
Exactly.
Yeah, 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 hey, I'm in my pocket. Reach in for it. Hey, hey, hey.
Maybe she had really good hair shampoo that day, strawberry something. It could have been that.
Yeah, I just saw a lot of pictures of him with his face in a woman or girl's hair.
Yeah.
Like he's hugging and he's like.
Exactly.
So you don't think that's weird?
Well, it could be if he's the next president of the United States. You don't want him walking around sniffing the hair of foreign leaders and
exactly.
so forth.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Kim Jong. But I lost
give
Putin,
the benefit of the doubt.
Putin right would be fast.
Yeah.
It's like there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're good.
But Kim Jong, don't forget about it.
I think
it.
I got it from here. No, I don't got to lean in.
Right. Yeah. Don't even have to lean in.
Don't need to get any closer. Yeah.
I found a missile cell on this one.
Right. So he kisses people on the mouth. Is that weird?
Well, that's a little weird. You know, unless you're dating or married, it's generally not something you'd walk up to somebody and do.
Right. At what point should a parent stop kissing their kids on the lips?
Oh, God. I'm going to get a lot from
when
moms about this one.
Don't ask Tom Brady.
Around
exactly.
a kindergarten anyway. You know, kiss them maybe at bedtime.
When do you start? I mean, you never kiss your mom or dad on the lips when you're a kid. No.
I never did.
It was the cheek.
And
right.
On the cheek. On the cheek.
The cheek.
Yeah, right. But some parents.
On the lips. That's
just like Joe
man.
Biden.
It's weird, isn't it?
Just like Joe Biden. Very affectionate.
That's too affectionate.
It's an
man.
Extra level. It could get creepy if you're doing it when they're seniors, yes. But, you know, when they're little kids.
I'm trying to get the creepy meter here. So stop at kindergarten, but it might be creepy when they're seniors.
Right.
What about that whole space between
there? It's a big spectrum, like everything in life. It's a spectrum. So. Drop them off at kindergarten. That's your last kiss on the lips. After that.
That's it. First day of school, last kiss on the lips.
Nah. Your first grader
that's
won't even let
thumb.
You walk them in the building after that. They won't even hold your hand.
Forehead and cheek. That's it, man.
It's
you
too
kiss
embarrassing.
Lips. That's
yeah.
dating
so
stuff.
If you're walking
you sound offended
doing
that, by that, AJ.
It is, because it's gross. You don't kiss your mom or dad in the lips. Yuck.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
No. That's dating stuff. Like your first kiss, okay, in school. That means a lot. It shouldn't be your mom or your dad.
Jackie, you ever kiss your mom or dad on the lips?
No.
Never.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Pam?
Yeah, I'll kiss my mom on the lips sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
We're close. We're close. You know?
We're close. We're not.
It's what we do. We love each other.
It's what we do.
We're not dating. It's not a romantic thing.
It's a Hamden thing.
It's not a passionate thing.
Right.
It's a it's a loving, quick kiss. It has. It's not what AJ's saying at all. It's not a love dating thing.
No. When you're kissing on the lips, that's intimate.
It's a quick
it's
kiss
intimate.
On the lips.
That's intimate. That's
it's
intimate
not
territory.
Intimate.
Right over here. It's intimate.
Any kiss
weird.
On the lips is intimate.
Yeah. So if you kiss your parents on the lips now, you could run for president later and be kissing just random strangers.
Right. The fact that Pam was breastfeeding until 14 has nothing to do with it.
All right. Can we just do a quick survey? Like, do you kiss your parents on the lips? Do you kiss your kids on the lips? I just love to know. AJ thinks it's sick. Pam thinks it's fine.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think, Doc? Like, kindergarten, stop.
Stop at kindergarten. You can still squeeze their head, give them a hug, but don't kiss them on the lips.
Squeeze their head.
That makes weird.
Not hard, though. Joe Biden, lots of pictures of him. Kissing women on the mouth, sniffing hair.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's making a thing of it. I don't care. Whatever. But it's a thing.
But the Eskimo
thing. We're just talking about weird behavior.
Yes.
Seems like a little weird to be kissing women you're not married to or whatever.
Dating
on the
these
lips.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, like kissing the checkout lady.
Yeah.
That that's not okay.
Right. Yeah, I just say thank you, get the sticker.
Right, right. Just say, here's my credit card.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Dr. John is here, and that's the voice of Jackie over there. She's doing traffic today.
See?
You have a story about...
Yeah, I have a hair sniff story. So I had this guy, I used to work in a gym, and so it was kind of like, obviously the rules are seemingly different than an office, so we're all friends, and he used to like give me hugs, and then he would come up to me behind my desk, like every third time he would give me a hug, he would just like put his nose into my hair and like sniff it.
And there's like a million pictures of Biden like that.
Yes. And it's seriously.
The whole series.
And I would even ask my friends, I'm like, guys, this is really weird. Because he also was not single. So I'm like, he's not into me. Why is he sniffing my hair?
I mean, he might be. He might be into you. But it's a definite hair sniffing
thing.
It was very strange.
And it was abnormal. It's not something that I've experienced with any other person before. And I was very confused by it.
It is weird.
Very weird.
Were you wearing really great conditioner, though?
This is a
probably.
You want to sniff
again?
Was it Dove? Probably.
No. I always find it funny, though, that people can't pick up on social cues. Like if you're sniffing someone's head and they give you a scowl when they're done, that they keep doing it.
Right. That's interesting.
Maybe
right.
I did it wrong.
You think, not picking up on it?
Or are they picking up on it like,
hey, man. Until someone says no.
Right. And the big word today is comfortable. If somebody's making you feel uncomfortable,
that's all world.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable.
Stop doing it. You're going to get in trouble or smacked for sniffing my head.
Okay. So Biden is saying, hey, look, I've been a politician. I've been on the road. I've shaken hands. I've kissed babies. I've given hugs. I never thought any of this was inappropriate.
Yeah, he's also an
idiot. Do you think that's possible?
Absolutely. He's an old school guy, and it could have been affection. But if people are coming out saying they were uncomfortable, he probably should have picked up on that idea.
But they're coming out 20, 30 years later, right?
Makes it suspicious.
So when you're doing all this stuff and no one says anything, like no one says, hey, and that's another thing. Like when I look at the pictures, I'm like, no one ever said to him, over the course of 40, 50 years, like, hey, we have a lot of pictures of you with your face in someone's hair.
Are you falling asleep?
Right. Maybe a handshake would be good.
Yeah. Did you hear what Pelosi said yesterday?
No.
Act like you have a cold.
Yeah, I have a cold.
Yeah,
you have a cold.
Act like you have a
straight arm
thing. You have a cold.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And then we're talking about kissing on the lips, and AJ thinks it's gross.
Yeah.
On any level, unless you're married or dating or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because to me it's intimate. A kiss is intimate.
Yes, but that's why with a child, you know what? I'm going to get a lot from moms if I don't say this. It's okay to kiss your kids like that.
On the cheek. On the lips.
On each cheek.
You're flip-flopping.
Fine. But.
Now, you said at kindergarten when you drop them off, stop.
Yeah.
You're changing it now? Is that because Pam's in here?
It is, actually. Pam will throw her yogurt at me.
Yeah. Now, trust me, she'll throw food.
So you kiss your mom on the lips.
Yeah, once in a while. It's not every single time, but sometimes we'll just do a quick peck on the lips. I'll do it with some of my friends as well. Some of my friends and I. It depends the comfort level with certain people and the rapport you have with certain people. It's not a sexual thing. I think it's weird that AJ thinks kissing your mom on the lips is a sexual thing. The fact that pops into your head is weird because it's not a sexual thing at all.
I'm not talking about kissing my mom, moron. I'm talking about kissing in general. Kissing on the lips is a sexual thing.
No, it's not.
Have you ever kissed your mom on the lips?
Never, no.
With every single person.
Has she ever tried it and like you turn your head?
No.
All right. So when you're out at events, if someone tries to kiss you on the lips, do you turn your head?
It depends what she looks like.
Well,
if it's a chick and she looks hot, she's going, yeah, I'm there.
So you normally sniff their hair first. Then when they turn their head,
first thing he does is look at their feet.
I do.
I look at the feet. Maybe tickle them if they're in reach.
Which Jackie has drawn the line. She's not going to show AJ her feet.
No.
No, that's
Pam's
a good
idea. Going to go off the roof in a second, too.
I don't know why he's so mad at me.
He's being a moron, that's why.
Well, why is she being a moron?
Because right away, he's like, oh, hey, AJ thinks kissing his mom is sexual. No, I'm not saying kissing my mom is sexual. I'm just saying that kissing on the lips is an intimate thing. So you kiss.
What's
like
the difference?
You love. Okay, again, I go back to when your first kiss, okay, is a big deal in a person's life.
Why? It's not your mom. It's not your dad.
But if your mom was kissing you on the lips, it wouldn't have been your first
kiss. You kiss on the cheek. You kiss on the forehead when it's your kid.
You don't have sexual feelings towards every single person that you kiss. There's different. You have different comfort levels.
I'm not saying sexual. I'm saying it's intimate.
So, Doc, is this a case where both people are right?
I do think they're right.
It's case by case basis.
If it's a little kid, yes. If you're a child, you kiss him on the lips, and you love, and it's there. It's affection. If you're putting your tongue in someone's mouth, it should
That's
be a
not
relationship.
What it, is.
It should be a relationship.
It means you want a bike.
Flanders says it's gross.
Heidi Ho. Well,
I think most guys will, although I have friends whose dads do it.
Oh, is that maybe is that maybe the line for guys?
Yeah, Tom friggin' Brady does it to his kid.
What are you saying? Take five?
Take five.
Line five. Ron from Lyme.
You won't kiss your mother, but you'll play with your grandmother's feet. So what's that all
Who's
about?
This directed at, AJ?
AJ.
I'm not even going to qualify with an answer. I'm not. Bye. I'm not going to. Bye.
He makes a good point, though.
Yeah, on the top of his head.
Right. All right, so you don't think that that's a point? Like, you'll play with your grandmother's feet?
I was a two-year-old.
But you get sexual feelings out of feet.
No.
Isn't that what a fetish is?
I think it is.
What exactly is a fetish, then?
It's not you.
Okay.
All right. We don't want this to turn into let's beat up on
you. No. Yeah, kissing your kids
exactly
in the morning
so,
and
stick
fetish.
To the friggin' stick to the friggin' subject.
Very different things.
Okay?
But you know why this is happening? You're getting more upset than anybody else here.
I'm just saying.
Everybody else is having a conversation.
It's like breastfeeding, okay? After 5 years old, I'm going to be nuts. That's
And you don't think people should breastfeed
after three.
In public?
Exactly. No. But you do it. You do it in areas, yeah.
Right. So all of this stuff is very sexual to you.
It can
kissing
be.
On the lips.
Kissing on the lips is intimate. I'm not saying
something
is intimate. No, breastfeeding
so you
is not.
Breastfeeding
that's the way to feed
breast-
you, that's where you feed your kid.
Right.
Yeah. Which needs to be done, obviously, yeah.
Right.
What about breastfeeding
Again,
while kissing your child's
me?
Feet? What about that?
I just looked up that word AJ used, tempestuous. Hmm?
Tempestuous, yes.
Okay, whatever. Mm. I had to figure out the spelling first. Characterized by strong and turbulent or conflicting emotions. Are you having conflicting emotions right
no,
now?
No, but this room is very strong and turbulent.
Oh, okay.
You know, every time I'm here,
yeah,
it's
what's
strong
up with you?
And turbulent.
Yeah. I'm seeing a pattern here.
There's a pattern.
It's always you.
It's me.
So during the break, Pam was like, I feel so bad. I didn't think AJ was going to get so mad. I said, he called you moron twice. And Dr. John said, yeah, the last time I was here, he called you a moron.
See, again, so I'm seeing a pattern here. So
it's
Dr. John.
I know. Sorry, AJ.
It's Dr. John.
I shouldn't have called you moron.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice.
I should have said stupid.
That's more loving.
Sorry, I hit a button.
As long as you sniffed her hair first.
You know, I love how we go from we're going to talk about Biden. I got this friggin' top 10 list that my computer crashed three friggin' times doing. But no, now we're talking about me.
What are you Googling for fetish that, well, never mind.
I had to. Chaz told me,
computer's
idiot.
Computer's crashing three times.
Motto.
A lot of pictures. A lot of pictures.
You know, like a javelin. People going through the roof. Ding, ding.
AJ, what
like
happens?
Cape Canaveral
is,
around here,
and it's a good thing.
I'm gonna turn the fan on.
It's not a bad thing. But we
yeah. I'm sorry, AJ. I am.
It's we have a plan, and then you open your mouth, and it becomes about that.
It's so funny,
and that becomes way more interesting.
Okay, well,
than the plan.
Then roll with it. Then roll with
we
it.
We are.
Thank you.
That's what's happening right now.
Right, gotcha. So, all right, go ahead. Throw your barbs, people. I'm ready for you.
No, it's not barbs. We're trying to figure out. Like,
so
to me, okay, to me.
You feel like you're being attacked.
And I'll say this in a calmer tone. To me, kissing on the lips is an intimate thing. It's something that's done for people who like each other or like that, but not like people who you're
because
related to.
That's how you were raised.
Exactly. And a lot of normal folks were raised that way, too.
See? You're judging.
Damn right I am.
Phil shaking his
I would
head.
Say you're Phil? Flip-flopping.
Well, because he's not even willing to hear what other people have to say.
Right.
Like, he's already made up his mind, and this is right, and that's it, and it's done, and it's over.
Welcome to my
and
world. Go for it. Yeah,
right. Stupid
well, I'd say you're flip-flopping a little bit, except I don't want to use the word flip-flop.
Yeah.
With you.
That's a fetish, though.
With you, I don't want to do that.
The funniest doctor on the planet.
Yeah, when's he getting here?
So much anger. So much rage.
No, okay. I don't know why you it's get tempestuous. So angry.
Jackie, did you kiss your mom or dad on the lips?
No.
No. Okay. But Phil?
I do not. I'm aware of people that do. I've had people who are very close to the show come and kiss me on the mouth at events, and it doesn't offend me, but it's not something that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm not into it either, and there are people who do it, and then, you know, if I could turn my head, I turn my head.
Yeah.
Flanders?
No, and I'm on AJ's side on this one.
Thank you, man.
That's an intimate thing.
Bro.
I don't think you should be kissing anyone on the lips that you don't, you know, find a
want to make out with.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Second
so
base with.
So a peck on the lips...
No.
Means you want to do more with that person. That so you do not kiss someone on the lips with a little peck if you do not want to eventually stick your tongue in there.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. No, gotcha. I agree. You kiss your mom on the lips.
Sometimes. And then I have a couple friends that I will as well. That we just
that
have
will
that
kiss
relationship.
You on the lips.
No, we'll just do a quick like... A quick little...
Like a male friend or a female
A female friend.
Friend.
Like friends okay. that I've been friends with since I was 18 years old, like my college friends. Right. Not every single one of them, but there are certain people I have certain
now,
relationships with.
Now, what if you're standing
with?
In a group of friends you kiss on the lips
no.
along with non-kissing friends? Do you, like, I'm kissing you on the lips, I'm kissing you on the cheek, I'm shaking your hand. How do you
it
manage
depends.
That?
It depends. I don't think I've ever been in that situation, but
it's awkward.
It
would
just
it be
depends.
Awkward?
Well, it goes
like, I'm going to kiss you on the lips, but I'm not kissing you on the lips.
Yeah, maybe
read the room.
Yeah, read the room.
What are they comfortable with?
Yeah, what are the? I feel like if we were all together, we probably wouldn't because we all are normal and we know how to read social cues and we know what makes people feel comfortable.
No,
so
but
we probably wouldn't.
Everybody reads things differently, right? So Biden went, if he's telling the truth, went through his life kissing
yes.
people on the lips, sniffing yep. their hairs, putting his yep. hands all over the place, and felt like nothing was wrong.
You normally do as an adult what you did as a child, how your parents did things. Mine, kiss on the each cheek.
Right. Others, so you didn't kiss your mom on the lips?
No.
Not your dad?
No.
Okay, can I ask a question?
My dad would have gave me a swat.
Absolutely.
So here's my question. So kiss on the lips, like forward, like facing each front to front, not like side mouth to side mouth. You know, if you're like almost kissing somebody on the cheek.
Like you're
but
going
you, like,
for the cheek, but you got a corner of the mouth?
Yeah, but.
But that's an accident.
But you're, no. But you're go. That's how you. Kiss that person like oh. you're going for the corner. Is that considered a kiss on the lips? Because I can picture like Pam talking about her friend relationship being like a corner to corner situation.
Oh, it's corner to corner
with my friend. It'll be a front to front.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's very quick. Yeah. It's a very like it's almost like we're
eyes
being
closed?
Cutesy about it.
Yeah, quarter okay. to corner is not a thing. Don't
okay.
do corner to corner.
All right,
yeah.
So Pam, you've That's never. Psychopath. Kiss the friend on the lips and then put your hand behind her head.
No, because when I kiss with that one friend,
music plays.
We are just very close.
I feel like
we
you did once at a bar with a coworker.
No, her, no. No, I mean, other people, yes.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.